guys, welcome to special episode number one of Zelda Working Title Podcast. We're going to be recording live while we're watching the E3 Microsoft conference, and it is actually just about to start. So here with me, as always, are Matt, Nick, and Angel. Hey guys.
Hey. Hello.
Hola.
Soul patch. Hashtag.
Yeah, we're just watching.
Before
Game
we start, I want you to know that I'm going to be keeping a list of all of your speculations that you've been posting about on the internet, and I'm going to make a wonderful list about how many of those never came true, and then I'm going to make fun of you for a whole year until next year.
Yes!
So, cleavage. Me specifically.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Nintendo to come out.
Oh, yes.
And also a million other things that you've said that will never happen.
She said Spike TV. What a dumb cunt.
So we're watching the game trailers live stream right now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what man, it's starting.
The future reveal.
Oh, not yet.
Today.
It was a trick. Welcome to the future. Also...
So therefore we're in the present, so it's not the future anymore.
It's not going to matter when you guys are listening to this, but we're going... Well, it'll matter for tomorrow, I guess. We're going to be live tweeting, I guess you would call it, but we're going to be doing it on Facebook. So, you know, head over to Zelda Working Title Podcast on Facebook and see us all live post. And yeah, I suppose if you want to use Twitter, you can see it on our Twitter account, too.
Yeah, you can see
all
it on
posts,
Twitter.
All the posts are going there, too.
Yeah, Twitter is probably more popular. Yeah.
Twitter is... More... You said Twitter is down, though, right?
No, it was just for me.
Oh, okay.
We also go to...
Starting!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2011...
We're about to see the future.
Oh, thank you!
That was so polite. Can't wait to experience the present.
It's hard to focus on this when I'm watching the trailer for Star Wars Kinect on my computer, and it looks so terrible.
E3.
Oh, I'm sorry. Full screen.
Metal 01, stand by for new mission.
Somebody's got a new mission!
Yes! Modern Warfare 3!
Oh! Oh, Project Natal! It's back!
Proceed to harbor to assist. 5x5. Phase line echo secure. We have executed...
StarCraft.
Can you full screen?
4?
I don't want to.
Don't start the party without us. Over. Copy that.
Almost through.
Oh man, that guy's about to play part of this game!
Why don't they just announce the numbers right now? I mean, they can probably accurately predict how many millions this is gonna sell.
Well, this guy's like...
LOL.
That guy's controller died.
He has a fine tune to Intel.
Great job, guys.
What a great way to start
off
the conference.
I didn't think I liked Activision. But, with that joke, never mind. I'm back on board.
I don't think it was a joke.
Yeah, I don't think it was a joke
really?
At all. Why would they start off a conference with a joke, like, please reconnect the controller?
I don't know.
Not a joke.
I don't know. It seemed just stupid enough to be a planned joke. He reconnected his controller awfully fast.
So this is the 10 minutes of gameplay, just watching this guy go through a tunnel. Really?
Yep.
Okay, don't you remember this as Activision tradition? They did the same
thing
in 2009.
Yeah. It was, ice climbing.
Activision had an ice climbers game?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah it was.
No, it was boring as shit, just like this.
Oh, wow.
This is amazing.
Man, the
They're just
blue lights are awesome.
Debris. It has probably the most realistic debris ever.
Yo, I think so.
How about the bubbles?
I think realistic air bubbles.
I've seen better bubbles. In Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Oh, look at the mines from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. We're back too.
Oh shit! This is Sonic.
Oh my gosh! Sonic Generations. Sonic, you're getting a new mission.
More like Shadow Generations.
Oh gosh! Don't say it. It'll happen.
Really? Like, there's a warning system for the giant-ass mines? As if you can't see them?
Oh.
Please be an alien. Please be an alien. Please be an alien.
It's a penis.
It's the bad guys.
It's
a giant penis.
It's
a red
sort
dick.
Of foreign
red
language.
Rocket.
It's a penis.
Yeah, it's probably a penis.
Guillermo del Toro's new game.
penis.
Wait till
she passes. Is it a Star Destroyer? Oh no, it's
why
does
he look so
guy.
Tense?
Look how much fun this guy's having.
The guy.
He looks like he's gonna fall asleep.
He just popped a huge boner.
Yeah, he does. Oh my god.
Yeah, huge.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
as big
now
as a micropenis can get.
What's he gonna do? Wait. No, what?
Planting a
what?
Bomb? This has never
what?
Been done. He's planting a bomb for the first
oh
time
my
in a first-person shooter.
Oh, man.
This is a first-person bomber.
Are they gonna breach a sub right now? Breach! That's fucked up.
How does this look?
Game over.
Is this really convincing anybody? Oh man, they're in the city. New York City.
Yeah, so at this point, is it still in-game, or is it pre-rendered?
It's no, it has never been pre-rendered. It's all in-game.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, they definitely got the city going on there. So, I don't know. I think it's safe to call it that this is the best E3 conference ever. They're showing
Microsoft
boring
wins.
Gameplay footage from a game everyone knows what to expect from. It's fast.
Chino?
It does look good, though. I'll give it that.
It's okay. Are they going to tie this in with Battletag somehow?
Probably.
I hope so.
That'd be great if a bunch of Modern Warfarers ran through the crowd with Battletag. And then Peter Molyneux comes out.
They're gonna announce that later today.
Battletag 2, Modern Warfare.
Sandman. Look, Sandman's entering right now.
Project Natal. I just imagine that Peter Molyneux still calls it Project Natal.
He just calls it Milo.
No, he just calls it Milo.
He calls
Digital
it
Boy.
Son.
You'll be able to play this with my son.
Okay, big reveal at the end of this trailer. The guy with the skull on his bandana or whatever is coming back.
Oh, Skullman. Private Skullman. Scully.
Yeah, it's Agent Scully.
Oh, man, they got glass-shattering physics. They have water. They've got it all in this game.
All these guns look like the same one from Modern Warfare 1.
Surprised they are.
Well, because they're real guns.
Yeah, I know.
No. Like, the designs and everything. It's not like they changed the design in the second one.
Why didn't they do it in the interest of time fucking 10 minutes ago?
I know. In the interest of time, we've skipped
we're gonna
the,
show you more.
We've skipped the shooting parts of this game to get back to the swimming.
Yeah. That'd be so good.
This is where they kill Castro again.
Is it safe? Oh my gosh, no!
No!
More breaching, yes!
Bullet time.
Oh, Max Payne 3.
He dodged a couple
bullets
guys. Like in the Matrix.
The A-12, what a
so
bag.
You're some insanely fast super soldier in this game?
No, that
surprise, it's Crisis.
That's always happens.
Or are you just a clock stopper?
You're a clock, you're a boob toucher.
You're a clock stopper.
Yeah, this is really exciting.
Way to go, Microsoft.
Really, like, this is the most exciting, like, show gameplay from, like, the multiplayer. That's exciting. Fast-paced and shit. No one cares, this guy watching this guy play this fucking bullshit.
That's the sad thing, is that so many people care.
I mean, I like this series, too, but, like, I don't want to be watching this. This is, like, something I'd rather play by myself.
What are they doing?
Oh my gosh, it's SEAL Team 6. You're gonna kill Osama bin Laden in this.
SEAL Team 1. Number 1 team.
Oh, like America.
Yeah, real good at shotguns can do you.
Okay, they get into a boat.
I can hear so many high fives from college campuses right now. I feel like I'm sensing it like Obi-Wan did in the Force.
It'd be great if all of a sudden it says PlayStation 3 exclusive. And so many, I heard just a bunch of voices cry out and silently silenced.
What is this trying to show? I don't know what.
There's boat gameplay now.
Just like driving.
So, oh yes,
they
took away the
boats.
Jelly. Thank God.
So guys, I haven't played this series. Is this supposed to be Modern Warfare 3 or is this a new?
This is
game?
Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3. Okay. Yeah, it continues the storyline from.
It's more
second.
Modern than any of the games. It's post-modern warfare.
Actually, the entire gameplay after this part takes place in the in a MoMA, in a Museum of Modern Art.
Yeah. This is a new low for Activision, because I think this goes on longer than the Ice Climbers footage.
Yeah.
At least it feels longer.
Oh my god.
At this point in their last one, I think we were on jet skis. Or not jet skis, but snowmobiles.
Yeah, snowmobiles.
Jet skis in the snow.
Oh man.
They didn't go anywhere.
See, that's the sort of innovation that they're too afraid to do. Is jet skis.
Well, they
in the
just
snow.
Rode a boat into the back of a helicopter. That's pretty innovative.
Yes. Hopefully it's a pelican, and then they're taking him to Halo.
Sweet segue.
Halo 4, Modern Warfare. I need a weapon. A modern weapon. No, they're blowing up a modern city.
It's New York.
Woo!
They modern did it. New York. They did it. I never thought they could make another
Ladies
Call of Duty game.
Please welcome Infinity Ward
creator. Oh, we're gonna talk about it now.
Robert, the only guy left from Infinity Ward.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer Games, Glenn Schofield.
Hi, Robert. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Glenn.
I'm Glenn. I hope you like what you just saw. For the past year,
Sweet vest,
Games
dude.
Has been honored to be working together with Infinity Ward.
Oh, that's Robert Bowling. Yeah, that's why he looked familiar.
Biggest, most exciting, and epic.
Oh, all right, I'm counting epics. That's one.
It's absolutely huge. We'd like to thank the millions of fans everywhere for your input and your support. It's truly humbling to be part of this game. All of us at both studios have been passionately pouring our hearts and souls into creating this game.
Is he going
to
cry?
So much more to
I
come.
Think so. He's like accepting an Oscar right now.
Thank you.
Woo!
Wait, did you say the release date? I really didn't care.
So far they said it's November 8th.
Don Madden!
Oh, the first ever Avatar.
Wow, I feel like I've been here before.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to E3 2011. Welcome to
He's wearing the same suit.
I think so.
Los Angeles, California. And to everyone watching on live television and
online. Yay, that's us.
On behalf of Microsoft, I'd like to thank our fans and partners for their loyal support of Xbox 360. Thank you for making
this
last
so goofy.
Year,
they're going to make Xbox Live free now.
Xbox history.
That would be awesome.
This is an incredible time of growth and innovation. An incredible time for everyone who loves games
and BattleTech.
As you just experienced with the new Call of Duty, the world's greatest storytellers are redefining our industry.
Modern Warfare 3, the world's greatest storytellers.
That see us, hear us, and connect us all together are changing the way we play, interact,
and also epic.
And families, friends, people of all ages are flocking to interactive entertainment. This morning, we'll show you what's next on Xbox. We've got the hottest.
No, I really thought you guys could go over what happened last year.
We're excited to share the next wave of connected
yes.
experiences for everyone.
Thanks.
We'll show this year, we're going to take a giant 360 and just show you what happened the past year.
A better way
oh,
to
good.
Enjoy television.
TV.
So let's continue
yeah.
with what
future.
You love most.
No, I love TV the most. Go to TV.
No, TV.
I love porn the most. Show me that.
RedTube gets its own
Crystal
channel.
Dynamics.
No.
Game director Daniel
this is,
and studio head Daryl Gallagher.
Tomb Raider.
Gallagher.
Oh my gosh, if it was Gallagher and he came out to smash an Xbox.
Hey everyone. We're here today to give you a
new premiere.
Of
oh, what a pretentious prick.
Oh, I was about to say, what a classy son of a bitch.
There's a new Tomb Raider, guys.
21! Yeah!
Guys, hold on, I gotta jerk off to this presentation.
Okay, we're about to see a section from the beginning of our game.
Ooh! Nice.
Yes, more dudes just playing stuff on stage.
On her first adventure, Lara is shipwrecked by a massive storm. She finds herself held captive on a mysterious
and her boobs are
island
out.
And has to use her survival instincts in order to escape.
The fuck has her captive? A giant spider?
Giant oh, enemy crab.
What, is she getting fingered? What's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
That had to be awkward.
This would be great if she fell out of here and broke her neck. Yeah, Lara Croft is now on fire. She fell.
Oh!
She's dead.
Jesus.
Ouch.
Oh.
What kind of fucking game is this?
It's a mix of... Yeah, it's a mix of... Yeah, this looks like Uncharted. This is like how the Uncharted 2 stuff like opens.
Yeah.
What they showed
Look at that ass.
Well, these guys just hate women.
She found Jesus.
She's gonna squeeze past some stuff.
Tomb Raider, The Passion of the Christ.
Oh my gosh.
Only they could tie it in somehow.
Oh, you picked up a torch.
That was loud.
Oh, you guys are hashing, I see.
Yeah, this definitely looks just like Uncharted. And kind of like Oblivion also.
But with a hotter main character.
What are you talking about? Nathan Drake's where it's at.
Nathan Drake does have a sweet pair of tits.
Oh no!
Oh, she's getting raped.
There's way too much,
struggling.
Yeah, she's... and talking.
Like, if you're supposed... Isn't she supposed to be tough?
This is a reboot, right?
Yeah, she's so overacting.
This is like her origin story.
I'm a lady.
Fire looks good.
Do you really want to take a fire into limited oxygen? Like
Shut
that?
Up, Matt. Yeah.
Well, it's good to burn up all of the stuff that you need to be breathing.
Well, you got purified somehow.
Right.
It's kind of dirty air. So she goes through all that water and she does not get clean at all.
No, she's gritty, man.
She put out her torch.
In order to highlight pieces of the world needed to make her escape.
Oh, good. You don't actually have to solve the puzzles. It does it for you. You just have to carry the things to the places.
You need to fucking not bleed out. Like, she should be dead by now. What the hell was that?
It's everything you loved about Uncharted. From Except a game with spider that you sense now. Dead.
It's everything you love about Uncharted in a game that isn't Uncharted.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks...
probably not fun.
It looks good, at least.
Yeah.
Graphics pretty good, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Shiny
awesome
boob.
Tits physics.
Yeah.
Was it boob jiggling that I missed? For 1 second, I'm not staring at her boobs. I'm staring at her boobs right now from behind.
That's how big they are.
Yeah, they've made Lara Croft's boobs bigger than ever. They're like two beanbag chairs. She's pushing a lot of fiery stuff. She's a fucking retard.
Somehow more explosions in Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, and she's in New York City!
Laura, you're getting a new mission.
New York City?
Oh no, not that guy.
The
old miner
shit.
From the Pace Picante sauce commercial.
I just can't stand how many things are collapsing in this.
I don't think this guy's even playing. I think he just pressed forward and that's all he's been doing.
I know,
Sonic.
And then Laura just starts screaming.
Every game is now Sonic.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the new Sonic. Get Sonic Generations, rings. A generation of games that are just going to be as
is
bad
as
Sonic.
Is this a cutscene or him playing? I can't tell right now.
He's playing. He's playing Uncharted.
Oh, God.
Where did that fucking douchebag come from?
See, I'm trying to help you.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah. I think that's the guy from Bionic Commando. She just killed a guy that's trying to help her. What a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
So the guy from Bionic Commando rearmed is dead now.
Yeah.
We miss you, Bionic Commando.
No!
Wasn't his name, like, Jared?
How many dramatic ledge holes or ledge grabs can you get in one game?
Why is it... Well,
they already gave us a million in Uncharted.
Is there a need for her to be so fucking bloody?
It's gritty. It's a reboot, man. She's rebooted.
So that was like a metaphor for her being like rebirthed, like the way she came out of that, right?
No, she just lost her virginity.
Enjoy the teaser of our new vision for Tomb Raider.
We're pirates.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
More of our open environments, survival exploration, and visceral combat experiences as we lead up to launch
cool.
in fall.
Visceral. You literally punch your hand through someone's chest and rip it out their heart.
With Kinect. You just have to have a friend who's really
Madden. Madden.
Please welcome the.
Oh man, all the bro
EA
dudes
Sports.
Are fucking orgasming right now.
Do you think they're actually watching this?
Absolutely not.
This feels vaguely familiar.
Why do they all have British accents?
Great joke, man.
It's great to be back on this stage and talking to Xbox fans around the world. EA Sports Games.
Ah, it's funny because he used to be leading this.
And perhaps most importantly, they're flat-out fun. We've been exploring ways we connect to enhance the experience and fundamentally change the way our games are played. That is why I'm proud to announce
Madden
that
Connect.
Four EA Sports titles will feature Kinect support in 2000.
On all of the menus.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour, thank you. Madden NFL, FIFA, and one more that we'll announce later. Imagine what it would be like to actually call audibles at the line in Madden.
Okay.
I thought you were able
imagine
to do that anyway.
The fidelity of motion when swinging.
Holy
the
crap.
Okay, I'm doing that.
Just imagine the possibilities Kinect can bring.
That's it. Those two things are it.
World, FIFA. This is an exciting step.
In FIFA, you can just shout at Tiger Woods.
No, you just shout goal.
You actually just run on onto the green, chasing him down as an angry wife.
This holiday, you can control your favorite sim. Connect control.
Sims are my favorite sims.
Congratulations, your favorite Hasbro games in Family Game Night 4.
Yes, finally.
Wait, four? What the fuck? How did I miss the first three?
Before I go, I'd like to leave you with that good old EA Sports saying. Get
fucked.
It's in the game. Please welcome to the stage, my friend.
What was the joke?
What
I don't
was
really
that?
Know. Just title, do it. His team
at Isn't it? It's in the game?
Yeah, I know. He corrected himself later.
Yes! Alright, now I'm excited.
Oh, snap.
What's this, Madden?
Madden.
Oh,
now
Madden
featuring.
Space.
8 years ago, Casey Hudson and our team at BioWare set out
Canada,
to
get the fuck off stage, Canada.
This universe would combine the deep, emotionally engaging stories that BioWare is known for with the intense combat you'd expect from a world-class blockbuster action title. And with Mass Effect 3,
I like the little connection.
That's all it's about.
The stage.
We're starting a brand new adventure. The Galactic War has begun, and everything is on the line. Earth has been taken. And you choose the path in this all-out war to take it back. Mass Effect 3 is all about kick-ass action.
So show it, please.
With consequence and immersion in an epic sci-fi universe. Today, I'm pleased to announce that Mass Effect 3 will also support Kinect, taking that immersion to an even higher level.
Immersion.
Voice
immersion.
Oh, voice recognition?
Cool.
All right.
So, oh man, so I can make sexual passes with my own voice.
Who's going to demonstrate how this works in real time, in game. With Kinect, we're adding a natural way to converse with characters anywhere in game just by using your voice. In a game that already reacts to every decision.
This guy with
make,
the controller looks like a guy I know.
No, I get it, connected.
So to speak. Frankly, it's unlike anything else out there. Let's take a look.
Okay, let's see. They're on a tropical beach. We are on
Garrus.
Is that Garrus?
I don't know. I thought Garrus wasn't in the game.
Spoilers.
Oh no, it's Garrus and Keeler from Prairie Home Companion. Nobody got that joke.
Morden.
Good to have you here. Morden. Indeed. Can exchange proper.
You're dead.
Later.
Need you died.
Females had weakened immune systems. Most didn't
Why did
survive.
You let Morden die?
You let them die?
Because he's a douchebag. No, I'm just kidding. I let them all live.
You couldn't save them?
Oh man.
Okay, so we're seeing here they can say
this looks great.
One survivor left though.
So I don't have to press up and down on the controller anymore?
Bye Kinect, man. Bye fucking Kinect.
Recommend gentle approach. Krogan slows trust.
I don't need her trust.
But you don't even say that.
Alliance Navy.
Are you here to kill me?
Of course not.
We're here to take you home.
Why? What am I to you?
You're the Krogan's last hope.
You're a bargaining chip.
You're the future of the Krogan race.
Wait, but you're renegade. That's why your face is all fucked up. Why are you?
Then I hope you brought an army.
Wait, that's a Krogan matriarch?
Yeah.
But this isn't just about choosing dialogue. You're fighting for the very survival of
reload.
The
reload.
In combat, Kinect grants you a crazy new
Jack.
Level of coordination
Jack.
And strategic control.
Jack.
Which allows you to fluidly launch tactical.
You can feel her up in real time.
You can tactically launch fluid as well.
Awesome.
We are. Garrus, move up.
Oh.
We are a singularity.
Okay, so looks Whoa. Just like Mass Effect 2, except now it's blue.
Whoa.
Holy shit, super
no,
punch.
No, they touched up the shooting mechanics a lot Chip, in this game. You must
authorize release. No, I'm just saying like the HUD looks the same, except it's blue now.
Let's get you out of there.
Okay.
Showing all the exciting stuff.
Shepard, heads up. You've got it coming.
Uh-oh, they're about to fight a robot.
Oh,
kill robot.
Yes, more mechs.
If you have a Kinect, you can just say kill things and they automatically die.
I wish. Holy shit. Can you just snipe the guy out?
Bulletproof glass. Duh.
Who's that guy? Who's that white guy fighting? Shepard
Wait,
is a black man in my game. Alright, I can't get into this. No way. Not buying it.
Of course, this is just a small example of how we're setting a new bar with Mass Effect 3. Whether you're playing with a controller or augmenting the experience through Kinect, Mass Effect 3 will be the best game in the series. We have a ton of cool stuff to show you at the Electronic Arts press briefing, and even more throughout the week. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yes, I like this. Actually looked pretty good.
Tom Clancy game.
CIA's asset is the priority.
Oh, come on. Show me some actual gameplay.
Is this Graw?
Yeah.
Or it's Future Warfare or whatever.
Yeah. So it's Fraw? Whoa. Come on, you guys showed real gameplay like a year ago.
On my mark. 3, 2, 1.
That'd be great if they just showed one of those obnoxious like GameStop promos and it's like, get the rocket launcher if you pre-order in GameStop!
Wow.
First first-person shooter to feature 90 tracks of classical music and opera.
I hope so. That'd be incredible. Oh, gross.
See, it was really cool in the first, like, trailer I saw. Wow, really? The guy, like, kills one guy and uses him as cover as the other soldier walks by. And, like, they did other, like, crazy sneaky shit like that. This is stupid.
Please welcome the co-founder and CEO of Ubisoft, Yves Guillemot.
Hello.
So at Ubisoft, we have been big believers.
Napoleon, why are you on stage?
We've released many successful titles.
The best part about Ubisoft is their accents, not their games.
Dance and sports.
I like
but
their games.
We haven't shown
Battle Tech.
Yet is how we are going to use Kinect.
This is the studio.
Our core games via body tracking and voice.
He's like, I really sound like a moron right now. I didn't notice this before.
Our teams are in stores with one of our most successful titles. So I would like now to...
It must be so nerve-wracking to speak on stage in a language that isn't your own.
About our game, Ghost Recon.
And one that you didn't make up.
Customizing weapons is something critical to special
Ooh.
Operations.
Whoa, you can
Oh, wow.
Weapons.
So with Gunsmith, for Ghost Recon Future Soldier... We wanted to allow players to
so
customize griff. Any weapon in the game, even down...
Griffs.
To
there you go.
Wow.
Guns! Look at that!
Take apart a gun.
Gunsmith allows you to create over 20 million entirely...
It uses the same stuff as Microsoft Sonic Smith.
Yeah.
All the same coding.
Spoiler alert. all the guns pretty much work the same. They all shoot bullets.
What makes it shoot more bullets?
Gas system. Next. Select.
Oh my gosh, it's like Minority Report.
There you go. That's the... That makes it shoot more bullets.
How much do you want to guess that there was somebody with a controller off screen? Making sure that didn't fuck up.
Voice recognition. Connect allows for quick weapon optimizations based on mission context and objectives.
So wait, you can only do this with Connect?
God, I hope not.
Can you show us
the what?
A short launch?
All right.
I don't know.
Ooh. Is that like a grenade on
the side? Oh, he said short range.
How about something completely different?
Nice.
Randomize.
You couldn't put that as a button?
Shut up, Angel.
But you couldn't make that, you know, left trigger or like
I'm sure
right
it's,
bumper.
It's
left
wait. He's holding the gun. Look at him.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
You gotta be kidding me. I'm not standing like that at all.
You have to hunch over and grope the air to shoot.
Wow, great.
No. Grope shooting is... No.
Optimize for range.
Dude, let's test it out.
I highly doubt that it is reacting to what he's saying.
Let's grope this shit.
And look how there's absolutely no lag in this.
It's really good.
Was that specific?
He still hasn't hit that guy. You throw it behind you.
That.
Congratulations,
you look like a tool.
I don't know why this is something that they think people want.
So how do you move forward?
You don't. It's on rails.
What we are doing?
It's on rails.
And Kinect. It's something that a gamer cannot do with.
I bet that's the only time you ever use that when trying out your new gun.
Ghost Recon paved the way for Tom Clancy's franchise on Xbox Live. Gunsmiths will pave the way on Kinect. So today, I'm.
Is Tom Clancy coming on stage?
That all future
titles
in the Tom Clancy's.
Wow.
We'll leverage
Kinect. Oh, wow. Ew,
why?
Thank you very much.
Tom Clancy's a Kinectman.
Is it Rainbow Six coming out again?
Is that why he changed his name on Twitter to Kinect Clancy?
Mark Whitten. What do you got?
He has an avatar that looks nothing like him.
At Xbox, we have a simple vision. All of the entertainment you want... With the people
for $60 a day.
Made easy. We're here to give you more games, movies, and music.
More Battle Tag.
More applications.
Matt, calm down. You're not going to get Battle Tag. That's going to be at the Ubisoft.
At the same time, we must get the technology out of your way. We must make it invisible so that you can.
Xbox is now invisible.
Yes, they did it. Finally, what I want.
Oh my God! I can't wait.
And today, more than 50 years after the introduction of the remote control.
Oh, God.
As we enter an era where all of your content can live in one place, we are introducing an innovative new way to
entertainment.
Fart powered.
Plug it into your dick.
Fart powered.
It begins by
giving
you
know, both sides of the stupid joke.
Here's Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Team to show you how
everyone's on TV now.
Hi,
let me guess,
Elena.
Angel, who's this bitch? Is that what you were going to say?
Oh, who's this
Yo,
bitch?
Yo, who is this bitch?
Welcome to your new Xbox experience.
Watch pirated movies.
Where? Through the magic
cameras.
Connect. You can use your voice to control your entertainment. Play games, watch movies, listen to music.
Couldn't you already do this?
No
buttons.
Yeah. Well, this is a thing that was supposed to be there.
Xbox Music.
Oh, is this a new dashboard update?
Yeah.
God,
it looks
damn
like.
It.
The new
God
Xbox
damn
experience
it.
Gives you instant access to more than 11 million songs, including all
Lady
of
Gaga
music.
Only, and songs that you hear music.
Xbox games.
All the games you love, and even more of the experiences you're looking for.
Xbox Video.
Your movies, TV shows, and sports are all here at your command. As you can see, we make it simple by bringing all of your entertainment together in one place.
What if I don't want my fucking entertainment together?
A gesture or your voice, you have effortless...
So if I make a jerk off motion in the air, does it magically transport me to porn?
Entertainment
yes.
Yes, Angel. Yes,
so
it does.
This year, we will increase the number of partnerships by a factor of 10. And this year, the number of content in our entertainment catalog will grow
to
from
billions.
Thousands to millions. As just one example of an exciting new partner, YouTube is coming to Xbox.
Oh, wow.
What does that mean?
Will I be able to record myself playing games?
All of the top web original content from around the world. The latest music videos, game tips, and so much more.
Can't you watch YouTube on PS3?
Content will bring into focus
on the internet.
Great challenge.
Yeah, right?
Discovery. How will you find the entertainment you want when you want it? Is there a better way?
Gamer Grub!
With millions of choices on Xbox Live, can we deliver on the promise of all the entertainment you want made easy? We can, we will. Today, we're excited to announce that
okay.
Bing is coming.
Yes! They finally did it! My favorite search engine!
Xbox finds it.
Xbox Bing.
The poor woman. She had to say Xbox Bing.
Bing on Xbox searches Netflix, Hulu Plus, our music, video, and Xbox Live marketplace.
The Hangover. Yeah, that's what I have right now.
Content providers to find exactly what you're looking for.
Never Returns? What?
With Kinect and Bing on Xbox, you can use your voice.
I mean, it's not bad. I love that movie, but like, why the fuck would that be like top Bing searches?
Lego.
Listening, searching.
Let's say that you've been playing Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, and you want to search for more Lego
Interesting.
Games.
Wow.
You no longer have.
That's a Lego Rock Band. When the fuck did that come out?
Long time ago.
You're planning to see the new X-Men movie, and you want to catch up on the series.
It's so much work for such a minuscule progression.
It really is.
No, this is amazing, guys.
However, I gotta say, every time I control a movie with my Kinect, I feel good.
Being on Xbox gives you effortless discovery. The rich content coming to Xbox Live. The power of voice control and the intelligence.
And with only a $20 upgrade.
I wonder if you can, like, group watch YouTube now.
Quite simply, we believe TV is more amazing when you are the controller.
No.
Today, and
well, like, can't you do that for, like, Netflix? Like, yeah. Like, a bunch of you and your friends can watch some the same thing?
Yeah, you can.
I wonder if you can do the same thing for YouTube. That'd be great.
No, you can't.
Stop playing Modern Warfare 3 to watch some epic rap battles of history.
Most familiar to us all.
Xbox oh snap.
Oh my gosh, no, they didn't.
I'm excited to announce that this is the year live television comes to Xbox 360 as we partner with leading.
So my Xbox becomes a DVR?
Both here in the United States and around the world.
I only have like 1 gig left.
This builds on our pioneering work with partners like Sky TV in the UK, Canal Plus in France, and
what about in America?
Watch live television on Xbox. News, sports, and your favorite local channels. All just a voice search away. You say it, Xbox finds it.
This is it going to cost money?
Yeah, you'll probably have
Absolutely.
To pay.
Approachable,
because TV is more amazing.
Probably like Hulu Plus.
When you are the controller. And your new Xbox experience launches this fall. Thank you, and we'll see you on Xbox.
I'd imagine, you're going to have to pay, if it's like a cable network, you're going to have to pay for that. I mean, there's going to be a provider that you're still going to have to pay.
All with your voice.
Xbox. Home.
All your entertainment in one place.
Xbox. Video.
Searchable,
so exactly what we just
simple.
Saw.
When you say it.
Xbox Bing. Harry
also,
Potter.
Also, what happens if people are talking around you?
Xbox finds it.
Get someone to shut the fuck up.
Xbox. Play Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Shut the fuck up, band. We're trying to talk.
And then it red rings.
Xbox.
No, 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 no.
Xbox. Go home.
Castle.
What are your favorite shows on now?
We're getting technology out of your way.
What's the so castle plug right now?
Xbox, can Watch I get a new favorite TV. Show, please?
Nothing should come between
Nathan
you
Fillion coming to Xbox Live.
Movie night is more amazing.
I like Castle, it's not bad.
Game night is more amazing.
Xbox, pause.
I got a shit.
TV is more amazing when you are the controller.
Xbox, play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kudo.
Please welcome the president of the Ultimate Fighter.
Ultimate Fighter.
Dana White.
Cool. Oh, cool, a muscly bald guy.
Oh, this guy. This guy's swagger. Look at that.
There has never been a better time to be a U.S.
Yeah,
and now Xbox.
If you say shit, I'll kill you.
Live events on television. You'll get all the best fights and compete.
Why are you yelling?
Only on
Stop
Xbox.
Yelling.
Let's take a look at the innovation you're going to see this holiday.
Guitars? Live action people fighting.
Yeah. The new innovation is that it's not a game. You just watch it, I guess.
This is the moment you've all been waiting for.
Oh, it is. It's just ordering fights.
It's like pay-per-view. Oh.
It's great.
Is it really?
They're really trying to make
it. It's like
Xbox
the two things I hate
console.
The most, Ultimate Fighting and paying for things.
He is a true martial artist in every sense of the word.
He's French.
Most amazing pro console of all time.
Wait, you get the bet?
Atmosphere, St. Pierre and Shields. The USC.
Douchebag shirts. Yes.
Everything about this is just sopping in douche. Douche juice.
It's not sweat, it's just douche juice.
No one has been able to stop it.
I wonder if they sell that now.
Yes, UFC.
Please welcome from Microsoft Kudo. Studios,
Phil Spector.
They let him out.
I'm back and I'm going to kill.
UFC on Xbox shows how this industry is transforming television by adding interactivity and your friends to the experience.
Your friends are now
with
UFC fighters.
Like UFC and
all
ESPN,
of them.
And partners who recognize the power of interactive TV, Microsoft Studios is leading the way in changing the very definition.
Good job, Microsoft.
They're changing the
but
very definition core, of it.
Xbox will
literally look it up right now. Yeah. Webster's like, I gotta change the fucking definition.
What you thought was entertaining games, isn't anymore.
All new basically, titles, like, you look it up and it says see Microsoft.
That take advantage of both, we deliver better entertainment for everyone. And from this point
if you try
on,
Bing searches, it says,
you,
did you mean
game,
Microsoft?
Every single demo, every single experience is available only on Xbox 360.
What?
It's only fitting to start
Halo.
Like it was before?
This Halo announcement.
It's a game
anniversary
that
edition.
1 million people have pre-ordered, and it's the biggest exclusive on any console this year.
Barbie's Adventure.
Oh, Gears
Ladies
of War.
And gentlemen,
oh.
Gears of War 3.
Hooray.
We're gonna make it!
Bring it!
Oh, the same trailer that we saw a couple weeks ago.
No, that's not. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even more lambent.
If Warpigs is in the game, that'd be pretty cool. As long as it plays
anybody
in every
Facebook
scene.
Not working right now?
Please welcome the design director of Epic Games,
Clippy B!
When are they going to make a game called War Pigs?
It's going to be the prequel.
What's up, guys?
Morning.
It's great to see everybody. It's great to be here.
Oh, the Blifster.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank everybody who participated in the beta. It's because of you. This is the best and most polished Gears game we've made to date.
Now, is he the most best?
Yep. He said best and most polished.
I'm pretty excited about that. But as we all know, Gears is better with a friend, right?
Kudo.
I'd like to invite
Kudo.
My friend to the stage,
Kudo.
Rapper, actor, and Gears cast member,
Ice-T.
Ice-T.
Oh, I was hoping...
Wait, Gear... Oh, wait.
Most
Ice-T is
why didn't
in
I say
Ice-T?
He's a pimp?
Or
Ice-T, why didn't
sorry.
I say that he's
Ice-T
a pimp?
Ice-T is in Gears of War?
Well, thanks for coming, man. I appreciate it.
Who is he?
So it's been 2 years since the events Marcus. Of Gears of War 2, and a lot has changed. Jacinto has fallen, the Hollow's been flooded, and the Lambent infection is running amok. Marcus, Dom, the rest
now, Ice,
of
you say something funny and kind of cool.
And they think they're safe.
No, they ain't.
They're not
there
safe.
We go.
Nah, they ain't safe, dog. Nah. Not chill with that nigga.
And it's pissed.
Xbox Ice-T.
Ice-T is...
Rapper, actor,
55.
Ex-pimp,
40-year-old man. Ice-T.
We need to blow his brains out of his ass.
Wait, what?
Look out! It's smashing through the deck!
Yeah. Wait, is it gonna scare the deck off you?
Yeah. They scared the deck off of him. Oh no.
Watching Ice-T play video games on stage is hilarious.
I know.
Why
I wish
so
this was a thing that I could buy tickets to. Just watching Ice-T play video games.
He's terrible. He's hitting the fucking floor.
I
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
No, we're not seeing who Ice-T
off.
Is playing as.
No, no, no. Yeah, Cliffy,
oh,
Cliffy
it's okay.
Blonde,
it's okay
dumb.
Because he can just use Kinect. He doesn't need the controller.
The blonde genius had an idea. Can you lower that bitch to the front end so we can give it a headache?
Are you talking about Anya? That's
animals
fucked up.
Just love me. Stand by, Cole.
No, I'm talking about Wanya.
Gears,
from,
roll out
to men.
We're gonna need a bigger cattle prod. Let's use the two silverbacks in the maintenance bay.
That's racist. Silverback.
Marcus, run! That thing's gonna
fly. Isn't it supposed to be four-player co-op? Not anymore, I guess.
Yeah, it's four-player co-op.
Oh, it is still?
Well, that's what they announced, okay, but the don't you see four people together?
So are they?
Yeah, but they always had. I mean,
they've always
had that
two Xboxes.
I don't know
right.
if they're.
It's not split.
If
screen.
There was four-player co-op, they would have four people up there, right?
Well, there are only two players right now, but.
As I'm saying, I don't think there's four-player co-op anymore.
We'll find out.
No, I mean, I just don't think they're showing off
yeah,
the four-player co-op.
They just
right
wanted
now.
An excuse to have Ice-T there to say something kind of cool and sort of stupid at the same time.
So this
oh,
is
I get it, cause
this
it looks
is basically
like a gorilla.
Gundam Gears of War edition. Look at him.
I know.
Oh man.
Where is he going? The enemies are the other way. What a fucking moron.
He's a genius.
There he is. He's still missing it. Wait, didn't you face that thing before?
Yeah, that's what Cole said in the cutscene. But it's lambent now.
It's lambent now? And we got a grenade? Just throw it down its gullet. That's all you had to do the first time.
No, then you had to shoot its tongue. You had to go into its mouth.
Wasn't it in the water? The first
yeah.
Time? Ooh. So I like how this game's all about cover system, and there's not once
yeah,
been into fucking cover.
Is...
Who needs to cover?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, he's covering. Okay,
that's so cool. That's really cool.
What?
You can take cover on the mech.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I would be the douchebag to fucking run around.
Can't they make like a good trailer with some gameplay instead of having people play games on stage
yeah.
for 10 minutes?
This is the same demo that people are going to be playing later on.
Oh no, lots of bugs. Oh, those are bombs.
Oh, well, they were like tickers, weren't they?
Oh, the tickers, right? Yeah. Dom, you look like a moron. Shave, please.
Yeah. I like Dom's beard.
Yeah.
I think it's dope.
It finally makes him not like look
explosions.
A little less like every other Epic Games character.
Badass.
Badass, bro. That shit was crazy.
Shut up, Ice-T's talking.
Since this game is so incredible, I decided to reunite my rock band Body Count to do a special song to commemorate the mode
Rock Band Ice-T
and wanted back the Horde Morgue.
Horde Morgue.
No, he said whores because he wants to be pimping again.
Thanks, man. Okay.
Have a good show, guys. Appreciate it.
Way to go, Ice-T.
Ooh.
Crytek.
What is it that they have the rights to? Battlefront? No. This better be Battlefront. Or no, they have Time Splitters.
There are two sides to every coin.
This doesn't look like Time Splitters.
I don't think I'm posting on Facebook anymore.
What?
My laptop just decided to said fuck Facebook right now. Uh-oh.
So too was there the realm of squalor, suffering,
this looks like Fable.
To survive.
It might be.
Oh, yes!
There are two sides to
oh, don't eat that, doggy. It's gross.
Dude.
Ninja
no.
Dogs connect.
Oh,
no!
Gladius 2?
Dog Wars.
Rome Total War 2.
First, there
Rome
were battle
totally
toads.
War.
Now,
totally
war. There are
totally
battle
dude.
Dogs.
A kingdom so
awesome dudes, too. Rome Edition.
An empire will fall.
What?
The Roman Empire strikes back.
What does this have to do with that dog?
This
you play as the dog.
Oh, no way. No way. Ew.
Headbutt.
You look like a tool.
Even if it worked that well, I still wouldn't want to play it.
You are the controller. You are the warrior.
Huh.
Rise with a Y.
Well, that's how you know it's a
Crytek. It's a Crytek game.
Uh-oh.
What's this? Oh, Gears of War 3.
10 years ago, Halo changed the way we play
video
games.
Oh, this is the anniversary edition.
With our hands?
10 years ago, Halo introduced millions of fans to an incredible new universe.
Oof, man, I want to play those.
Is that the multiplayer narrator? Entertainment.
That's what it sounds like.
That was 10 years ago.
Doesn't look that much better.
Now.
Oh, wow.
The campaign of the decade, remade and remastered.
All right, that looks good.
Yeah, it looks great. Do I want to buy this game again? No.
You never bought it in the first place.
I never bought the first one, so.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to buy it.
I'll skip this one, too.
I'll probably buy it.
Combined with classic multiplayer maps, enhanced and updated for Xbox Live. A fully remastered campaign.
Oh, man. Play the.
So they literally just.
And seven of the greatest multiplayer maps of.
So they brought it back up?
Halo. It's finished.
No. I think we're just getting started. Halo Combat Evolved.
I hate this repackaged bullshit. Fuck you, Microsoft.
I'm kind of excited for it.
I'm excited.
Adam, you and I can play.
I don't like that they can just sell you the same game over and over again.
Too bad.
It's a 10-year anniversary. If they do it again, that would be an issue.
No, it's an issue now.
At Turn 10, we have a unique vision for the future of automotive entertainment. And we continue to drive the racing genre forward through innovation and quality.
What was that? Oh.
This holiday, we will transform the racing genre with our most comprehensive and groundbreaking.
They're getting rid of cars. Groundbreaking.
Fuck cars.
It's foot racing.
And Xbox Live, Forza Motorsport 4 will deliver an entirely new car.
DeLoreans.
He said it was Kinect, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
With wild innovation and fun. Where casual racers find a place to play with cars, and future pros learn the trade. Where the ultimate car community finds its home for all things automotive.
Can I steal cars now?
McQueen?
This is our vision for the future of racing.
Today, that's Lightning McQuick. They don't want to get sued.
All in-game footage.
Yeah.
Yes! Nothing says douchebaggery than Kanye West.
Can the UFC guys fight the cars?
Oh, that'd be the best.
All that horsepower. Voice. Then you crash. Yep. Because you should be looking the fucking road, not to next you. So basically anything that says connect.
Epic.
Yeah, how many epics?
I'm not counting.
You lost count already?
I'm done. I don't even want to continue trying to count these.
So basically anything that has connect compatibility basically means voice.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's the easiest thing to integrate into a real video game.
Yeah.
Car, go. Car,
good,
turn
thank
right.
God.
Car, stop.
Car, turn left. Car, turn left.
Can I please Bing?
No, what you have to say is you have to do Xbox, car, turn.
And these are.
Oh, yes!
Yes! More lies!
Promise us stuff!
Hello, everyone. You know, in creating Fable, we imagined a living, breathing world full of humor.
Yeah, you imagined it, and it's still there.
It never happened.
And for the next iteration of Fable, how no. can we connect you?
Trust me, guys, my imagination, Fable is amazing.
How can make you feel 100 yeah. times more involved?
100 times?
Where power and control are at your very...
Oh, here you go, Project Natal.
Now,
look at the way he swoons.
I know.
To present the next leap forward in the Fable Milo. Franchise, Fable The Journey. Let's watch.
It's basically Milo.
Thank God he's not playing.
First-person shooter.
Albion. A land long desired by those who should not possess it. For centuries, great heroes have defended it.
Wait, like, hasn't there been like a new Fable every year?
The age of heroes
yeah.
is over. When heroes are no longer born.
No, there wasn't one in 2009.
Oh, it was Fable 2, then like a year skip, and then Fable 3 yeah. last year?
Yeah. This one will probably come out next year too, I'm guessing.
It's the Black Cloud from Lost.
Oh, Fable 3 Lost crossover.
No, it's the Nothing from the Neverending Story.
Time is short. Has Fable always had this art style?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Like cartoony type?
Yeah.
They kept it from the first one.
Why can't they make it gritty and realistic? Why can't like a modern soldier kick in like everybody's faces and shoot guns?
Oh God. Get the horse ride. We connect.
Oh fuck. Horse riding connect in Fable. It's amazing.
We have evaded our pursuer's grasp, but we must cool. 3 seconds of horse riding using Kinect.
Totes.
No, there's gonna be 30 minutes of horse riding in this demo.
I'm guessing this whole game is gonna be horse riding. That's the journey. Oh, I was right, first person. It will alert our pursuers. My joke came true.
Yeah, because you can't. It moves. It's a on-rail shooter.
Rail shooter.
Wow, this is innovative. Fable's a rail shooter now.
So this is the dumbest thing known to blind man.
Yeah, this is fucking retarded.
This guy looks so serious.
Fable Connect looks hella game.
Yeah, this is boring as shit. And those annoying bell sounds.
You just made a spear?
Interesting.
Please kill that guy. Thank you. For the interest of time.
Be wrong.
Best demo ever.
What?
No, you B-E, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back.
Welcome back.
Phil Spector! I'm back again, and I'm going to kill.
A year ago, an indie game came out of nowhere to become Rock a band. Worldwide hit. A fan base of millions who create their own worlds.
Minecraft on Xbox.
Oh man.
Oh, I was hoping it was Margaritaville.
Can become a success.
I know.
And this year, you'll get to experience the infinite possibilities of Minecraft combined with the magic of
No.
No.
Fuck.
Why all this Kinect magic?
Making its console debut this winter exclusively on Xbox.
Why can't I just play fucking Minecraft?
Cuz you got to play with Kinect.
You haven't been playing it right, you fucking idiot.
Mine.
So it's basically boom blocks for Xbox.
With tens of millions of games sold, Kinect gave rise to new blockbuster franchises.
No, it didn't.
This year, we're building off that success and delivering
Kinectimals news.
Yeah, I know, they're just lying to us now.
Now,
the world's largest entertainment brands are imagined in an entirely new way with Kinect. We begin where memories are made. Today, I'm excited to announce a collaboration.
This actually looked pretty good.
This first, I want to get it just because I can't be at Disneyland.
Disneyland Adventures? What about Disney World?
You can literally just walk around Disneyland.
The magic of visiting Disney.
That's what it is.
Yes. Yeah. And shut up! I'm excited for it.
It looks so it looks good. My kid. Daddy, why can't we go to Disneyland? Fucking sit down here.
I just want to do this.
Why spend $300 at 2 days at Disney World when you can spend $60?
You can hang out with beloved Disney characters. You can even create your own souvenirs and share them with your friends.
Can you take your avatar in there?
So this is, of course, going to tie in with Kingdom Hearts 3.
You experience timeless Disneyland attractions like never before.
That's so cool. It's exactly like Disneyland. That's cool.
Is it? Because I've never been to Disneyland. I couldn't tell you.
As much as I love digital recreations, it's kind of cool. But
I don't care about riding the rides. I really just care about walking around Disneyland. If you can.
Actually, I don't mind this because I'm definitely giving this to my kid.
Whoa, look at those mermaids.
We're never going on vacation again.
Kids.
I hope they never updated either.
Yeah.
So I give it to my kid like 10 years, like maybe 15 years from now.
Be quiet, we're trying to listen to these kids.
Listen to them act like they're having fun.
Are their avatars black? The special coin, you missed it.
Yeah,
you fucking suck.
She's overacting far more than Peter Molyneux could ever dream.
The other kid is going way too fast.
That's Milo right there on the left.
Oh my gosh, Milo, he's back. My son Milo loves Disney.
Wait, I wanted to see him play Captain Hook.
Oh no, Captain Hook.
Wait, you don't fight him, you just fly away?
Yeah. Well, you say, oh no.
Now let's jump through the looking glass into Alice in Wonderland.
This makes me just want to play Epic Mickey.
I love Kobe and Jake.
Oh, get the coin! Shh.
Are they always flying no matter what?
These kids so bad. These are new kids.
Next time!
Jump over!
Super Monkey Ball, really?
The girl sucks.
Yeah, the girl does suck.
It's just the white water rafting with a new skin.
Yeah.
But it is a Disney skin.
I mean, to be honest, this looks like
fist bump.
Oh, God.
Fist bump.
God.
This looks like every Kinect game.
Adults who write dialogue for children can go to hell, and the kids who deliver it perfectly can also go to hell.
In your home this holiday, exclusively for Kinect.
I'll probably rent
Xbox
it.
360.
You'd have to. Oh wait, Kyle says it's Kinect.
Yeah.
Yay. We get to sort of play this game that looks.
Big Thunder Mountain.
Peter Molyneux reveals a Kinect-heavy Fable game.
Kinect-only Fable game.
I know, right? Why is it Kinect-heavy? It's the only thing for Kinect.
The graphics are pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
I just want to be at Disneyland all the time.
I want to dance in front of Snow White.
Every time I do that at Disneyland, I just get
Star Wars!
Kudo Sonoda coming out on stage!
Yes, Kudo! Kudo!
Are people really cheering for this bullshit? Didn't they see the
look how bored you get. You can be a bored Jedi!
Oh boy.
Oh, my favorite character is Battle Droid.
You only face the droids.
You ever seen the bottom of Battle Droid's foot?
Bam!
You get to fail using your force on Wada.
Pod racing! Oh my gosh, if they wanted to make a Star Wars Episode I Pod Racer remake, I'll buy the shit out of it.
Yeah. All my least favorite parts of my least favorite movies.
Panzer Dragoon!
No, it's Avatar.
Wait, this is Avatar. What the fuck? Flying mana rays at Cloud City.
Oh, did you see that chest kick?
All that in just one swipe.
Oh man. Get rid of everything but the pod racing and I'll buy it.
You really want to play pod racing and Kinect, though?
No.
This is interesting. I wonder how they're.
But I would like another pod racer game.
No.
You just have to yell wizard at your.
Oh. Xbox Wizard. Xbox Wizard.
Xbox, use the Force.
Please welcome to the stage.
I really hope it's Kudos.
George Lucas.
Kit Fisto!
Kit Fister. Kid Fister.
Oh, it's not Kudo.
Dang it.
It's Eli Manning?
This kid is so lucky. Lightsaber on.
Really?
Yeah, I love it when all of the Jedi scream lightsaber on. Look at how lazy and slow that is.
Yeah, this is god-awful. You kind of just...
Wait, he didn't say lightsaber off.
It's still on rails.
You can't get it up! You suck it.
That's what she said.
Lego Star Wars did it better.
He sucks.
I like the music.
Yeah, where have I heard this before?
Oh, probably American Idol.
Battlejoy is everyone's favorite. I think he was using the fart powers you're talking about to fly forward.
Isn't the whole thing... Oh, now you're blocking it? Yeah, you're really cool, dude.
Take that, battle droid.
Oh my god.
This is the game I never wanted to play when I was a kid.
Yeah. It's a game I had nightmares of. So they just spin it, they never attack.
It's funny that people complained about the Twilight Princess controls, because these are a million times worse. And they have the ability to do complete one-one. Fall back and guard the door!
Does he dash automatically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he didn't move to dash.
No, he does.
He steps forward.
You kind of do a chicken peck forward.
The dude, a Jedi dash.
You also get to play as like the world's blandest looking Jedi.
No, you play as Kit Fisto!
I think you're actually playing as Kudo Sonoda.
You get to customize your Jedi avatar.
Stop.
Darth Vader.
By customize, you can either wear Kudo Sonoda's sunglasses or you can't.
I'm glad that they've made... What? I don't think Cloud City existed at this point in time.
You're gonna fight some Jawas, apparently.
Yeah, it did. Because you're playing right now between... Isn't this the Clone Wars era? To your
destiny. Yeah, probably. I think so.
Wait a second.
Two lightsabers,
four lightsabers.
Oh,
wait, what about That's the rule of
many.
Two?
Hakuna Matata. Wait, I can't tell. Is that...
Oh, it's Robert? Interesting.
Is this still Star Wars?
Yay, double fine.
Hello. You know, so much of what I know I learned from Sesame Street. I learned the letter B from Big Bird. I learned to count from the count. I learned
Cookie Monster.
To take care of my body from Cookie Monster. Every game we make at Double Fine is a labor of love. And we often reach into our fondest childhood memories for inspiration. And that shows a lot with the game we're showing you here today.
Huh.
Sesame Street, Once Upon a Monster. This game opens up a living storybook full of monster friends for you and your kids to meet and play with. Some of these monsters have problems, and by helping them out, your child can learn valuable life lessons through the magic of Kinect. So let's get on with our demo. Unleash the simulated family.
Okay.
Today we're going to be showing a brand new chapter called Gerhoof, a lovable monster that wants to be friends with a cuddly little puppy.
The what?
The only problem is that it's scary. And you're going to see here...
Oh, look at that little kid.
Of,
oh, God.
...is found in this chapter of the book.
Here come the Puffalops.
Right. Here come the Puffalops!
They just killed Elmo and Cookie Monster.
Did Cookie Monster just eat the Puffalope?
Goof.
Goof? Yeah.
Just a monster, don't worry.
It's just a monster?
Well, they're monsters.
I hate life. No, every childhood memory destroyed again and again. This
what are you
press
talking
conference.
About? I don't think so at all. I think this is actually really cool.
I know. I'm just reading like the stupid shit people were posting.
Oh.
Some guy's like, no, my childhood was just destroyed.
But that's the thing, is this is for kids, and kids would lose their shit for this.
That kid is losing his shit hardcore right now.
He's pretending to lose his shit on stage.
I don't think kids actually care about this.
The other kid is like, am I on drugs? Yeah, Elmo, this is a system seller right here.
Now, I've seen so many like preschool age kids, just they all like jump in front of the TV.
No, it's fine. I mean, I know it's
but
for kids.
I think
just saying,
if like you're this young and you're doing motion controls, you're not gonna like actually know what you're doing. You're just gonna jump around regardless of what's happening
on
screen.
You have to give them so much training.
No, you remember like they talking about like bringing the Kinect to like big gamers, like the hardcore gamers, and they have not shown anything. That's
they've
intriguing.
Done it in a really big way.
Don't you remember UFC?
Oh, yeah.
And Fable?
I know, Xbox hardcore gamers are UFC and fucking Modern Warfare.
And Forza.
So Forza, yeah, you can look around in the car and crash.
I mean, this is a cool idea, and the graphics are good, but really it boils down to what every Kinect game is.
Yeah.
Touching stuff on screen. Touching stuff on screen or posing.
I don't think they have figured out how to make anything good with Kinect at all. Nice one. Everything has to be on rails.
Nice. I hate the Kinect so much.
Well, that's a short peek at Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster. I gotta say, working with Warner Brothers and Kinect and Sesame Street has been incredibly satisfying.
Incredibly satisfying.
I think the most satisfying part actually came the other day when I was leaving for work. And, my little
and he slipped on the slopes and broke his arm.
Said in that sad, kind of heartbreaking way that kids do. It's like, why can't you stay home with me, Dad? Why do you have to go to work? And I said, I gotta go. I gotta go.
I'll make this fucking game for you, douchebag.
She said something even sadder. She said, are you making a game for me? And I had to think about it. And I realized, actually, for the first time, I could really say.
Well, this is when he was making Brutal Legend.
For you, sweetie. And she said, oh, okay. Bye. So I hope you're at least as excited as my daughter is about Once Upon a Monster, and I hope you and your kids enjoy it when it comes out this fall, exclusively for Kinect and Xbox.
Why do I have to play with a kid? Why can't I just play by myself?
Please welcome
you can.
Kinect Creative Director.
Kudo!
Yes!
Yes! Finally! His avatar is just as stupid looking.
His avatar should just be feet.
All right, thank you.
He's wearing a tall tee.
So it was 2 years ago this week that we stood on stage to announce Kinect. With simple prototypes like Ricochet, we showed the world that the future of interactive
boring
entertainment
is boring as shit.
Had arrived. Since Kinect launched, developers of all sizes have delivered new experiences on the platform. People are experimenting with Kinect in ways that even
touching their buttholes on camera.
Many of these creations were developed on the PC and could only be experienced on the web. Until now. I am here today to announce Kinect Fun Labs. Kinect Fun Labs is the place to check out the best innovations for Kinect. You are now able to play with the latest Kinect gadgets from the game industry and with experiences developed by the Kinect community, all in the comfort of your living.
So I can move someone else's robot?
Kinect Fun Labs is a permanent addition to the Xbox Live Dash, and it's available to all Xbox Live members. So let's take a look at just some of the new Kinect features that will fuel the next wave of controller-free entertainment on our console. These experiences were built using the Kinect sensor and
douche sunglasses
available to everybody since launch. Here's a technology we like to call people scanning. In the past, we told you with Kinect you could control your avatar. In the future,
what?
You can become your avatar. Please welcome Good Science producer Abigail Lee to show us how it works.
Thanks, Kudo. With Kinect, you can.
Oh, she's the one who did all the.
Just like you. No more
jumping around,
massages.
Long series of menus that don't quite fit you. Let me show you how easy it is to get you in the game.
We're gonna get us in the game.
Now, just as Kinect recognizes your full body.
She give me a happy ending afterwards.
Your finer features such as your hair, eyes, nose, and mouth.
So wait, just for Nick. Who is this bitch?
Oh wait, it doesn't work on non-white people. Sorry.
Then we'll capture my clothing.
Capture
cross
my
shot.
Now connect with a little good science is creating an excellent hand. Ta-da!
Oh, wow.
It's me. It's my look.
With a creepy, rigid face.
Oh, my God.
Being able to walk up to any connect. And
why is everyone so excited for creepy avatars?
Do you really think they did that in real time?
All right.
Because they're shareholders, Angel.
So NeoConnect can transform human body motions into animations on screen. But this next innovation allows you to manipulate things with Kinect finger tracking.
Yes,
finger tracking.
Good science design director
Sean Light. I hate my life right now.
As you know, Kinect gives you the ability to express yourself.
How can you say that and be excited
while playing games with Kinect Fun Labs?
Shame on every single person who applauded that.
With Kinect finger tracking.
the creepy avatar.
First, I'm going to get a capture of myself here on stage.
I have one finger you can track.
Alright, now I'm going to add a nice fun background.
My penis!
It did say finger tracking, right?
Don't you see, they have all 10 digits on there.
Finger tracking. I'm going to draw in the air with my fingers. I'm going to start my drawing by raising my fingers.
Uh-huh.
And with the power of Kinect, I can draw in front and behind my image. I'm drawing in 3D.
That's actually neat.
That is really cool.
Kinect plus finger tracking equals awesome.
That wasn't as cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish my image by lowering my fingers. Now that I'm done with my masterpiece, I can view it from different angles.
Nice.
Just by moving around the space.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
They stole my idea.
So
bastards.
If you have a 3D TV, it'll actually work?
Now I'm going to share this with my friends and family via KinectShare.com. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Back to you,
Kudo. Hopefully you're dick.
All right. Great job, Sean.
Time for Kudo.
That's always
going to
be a dick with, like, douche juice coming out of it.
With new Kinect innovations like finger tracking, developers can build any type of experience, from making 3D art to pulling the trigger on a gun.
Violence.
Watching Kudo Sonata talk is like watching, like, your nerdy friend from high school, like, come in one day and he's, like, sort of had a makeover and lost a little weight.
In a whole new way.
So it's like, I'm cool now, guys.
Studio head Shannon Loftus.
What is that?
Thank you, Kudo.
That's a mom.
Xbox gives you
who's this bitch?
Thank you, Nick.
Characters. Kinect gives you the ability to play as your favorite thing.
Can I play as a giraffe?
Of Kinect,
she plays as a favorite thing, so she's playing as a dildo?
No, this is actually cool.
Take my friend Ronaldo here. First, I'll scan in the front side.
Sounds like a PFR song.
Turn him around and scan in the back.
Ronaldo!
Wait just a few seconds. Presto! We just made a digital version of Ronaldo right here on stage at E3.
Oh, jeez.
But I don't know if they actually did that right there on stage.
Yeah, no.
Imagine the possibility.
At E3.
I'd like to see what it actually can do.
With Kinect.
Tired of being lied to.
Your favorite car and drive it around the track. You can scan in your favorite skateboard and skate in a virtual
Finally.
World.
What is Ronaldo doing? He's just sliding around.
Entertainment is limitless. Creating your own content is as easy.
Can
as
Ronaldo be
a
DLC?
Dr. Tsunoda.
All right, thank Dr. you, Shannon Tsunoda. Loftus.
Nobody's clapping.
He went to
That's
school
terrible.
For those sunglasses.
So people scanning, finger tracking, and object capture. Just three of the new
that no game will use.
You can play with in Kinect Fun Labs. Imagine the game experiences you can have with this next wave of Kinect technology.
No.
Kinect Fun Labs highlights new Kinect features.
I refuse.
And gives the Kinect community a platform where people can
Those
play
two
with
Kinect things were pretty cool.
Always fresh and always new.
Yeah, but like, how are you gonna use that in a fucking game?
No, you're not.
If you can't move forward still.
They're kind of cool technology though.
It's cool, but you can't move
forward.
Like, figure out how to track moving forward.
The future's now with Kinect.
Did he say it's live right now?
Yep.
So go check it out.
Wow.
Go get it, guys.
I'm getting it right now.
Sweet. What are they going to rip off this time?
We fit.
Tit. Stupid.
Pre-rendered avatars.
Pre-rendered, yeah.
This chick is hot in a milfy way.
Gross.
Wonder what her avatar looks like. I like how the first Kinect Sports was such a blatant ripoff of of Wii. They're just like, oh yeah, all those sports that you think of when you think of sports, like bowling,
yeah,
and ping pong.
Kinect Sports Resort.
Please welcome from Big Park, producer Nicole.
I wonder if she's gonna be hot in the Milfy way.
Yep.
No.
Maybe.
Not on this game.
Who is this bitch?
Excited to be back with
Angel.
Season 2.
Way to go. You're a real hero.
Get your tits out. To date.
In Kinect Sports Season 2, we're bringing you 6 new sports you've been asking for, like skiing.
I've been writing them a lot of letters recently, Matt. By bringing you in. They'll say specifically Nick.
Nick, I know you've been.
We've gotten your letters.
Playing sports and video games is now more realistic than ever. Today
Ooh.
We'll be showing you football
cool.
and golf.
No
and
way, with iced tea?
Wait, they're serving iced tea?
I hope so.
Here you're looking at the ninth hole.
No, you're looking at...
I'm looking at her
parkour.
Ninth hole.
Parkour?
Ew.
Kinect parkour?
Ew. Why would she have 9 holes?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice lag.
Yeah, she also didn't do that.
Just a natural swing.
Like on the real golf course.
Like I would on the real golf course.
Good position there.
Who are you lying to?
I want to stay below the hole
Me
here.
Me too.
95 yards to go. Now I'll use my voice to change club. Pitching wedge. Ready.
Aim.
Fire.
Ooh!
Even the lag is terrible. She's not actually doing it.
She's so racing against time.
The addition of
I like putting applause in your games so that the audience doesn't applause and it doesn't sound good.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Here on the green, I'll adjust my body position.
Oh my god, no way.
To line up the putt.
Dang.
Pressure's
she's adjusting
on.
Her body position just the way I like it.
Yeah, there's no way she's playing the way she got...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Come on!
Yeah, there's no way she's playing.
No way! Yeah. Bullshit!
And that's golf in Kinect Sports season
I hate
two.
You. I no hate you, Microsoft. You liars.
In a game of football.
Todd and Ron.
Okay, Ron.
Todd and Aaron.
We got one.
Oh, God.
All right, what's the play?
There you go.
Oh, God.
Just give it to the black guy. You'll win automatically.
Got it. Right,
we got
so
this.
Play. We got this, okay?
Our wives left us, but whatever.
There's that safety. All right, just right in front of him.
Oh, man.
Right, here we go.
Blue 42. Every play is blue 42 when you're acting.
It just says, say hike. It's like, stop being a douchebag and just say hike. He just...
Gotta get open. Running like a kicker.
That's funny because like that's sports related.
All right, now we've definitely got one shot at this, all right? All right, what's it gonna be this time? Streak 40. It's time for this kid to show off the bazooka.
He's gonna whip his dick out.
Wow.
In front of a kid.
All right, you get open, Ron. I'll get you the rock. Hey, I'll see you in the end zone.
It's not the rock. The rock isn't fucking basketball. Say hike, douchebag.
Say hike.
They're not playing this game.
Is he gonna do a touchdown? Is he gonna touch it down?
That was funny.
These also, guys really pink comes on as he score.
coming out.
Thanks everyone. Thanks.
It's funny because when you see these guys in a commercial someday.
Please welcome
yeah.
from Harmonix, project director.
Dance Central 2!
Is he gonna dance again?
Hi, everybody. I know you've all been waiting for a little some of this. Alright, maybe not. Last year, I was on stage to introduce Dance Central, the best selling Kinect dance game.
Out of 50 dance games.
Yeah, that was such, out of the 15 other games that weren't all dance games.
No, there were at least 5 dance games.
A campaign mode, and a redesigned Break It Down. I'm also happy to announce all songs from Dance Central 1 can be imported
nice.
Into Dance Central 2.
So excited.
With more than 100 songs available at
lunch.
We'll have more music
at lunch.
Than any other dance.
At lunchtime.
Game.
Yeah, it is lunchtime, technically.
The most exciting feature to unveil is simultaneous.
Right, isn't it lunchtime by you guys already?
No, it's 11.
Rather than talking about this, I'd like to have some
time close
to
it off. Welcome to the stage, Naoko Takamoto, senior producer for Dance Central, and Marco Seguire, choreographer.
Oh, I feel like my life is escaping.
Dun, dun, dun,
yes,
dun,
I can be
dun,
Usher now? Dun, dun, that's dun, right. Dun,
Usher.
Ready?
This should have gone to the kid that does YouTube videos.
This is...
I'm impressed that Kinect can track that guy's hair.
Wow.
Well, it's good. It's good that like the press conferences can only get better from here.
I know.
Thank you, Microsoft, for setting it off.
And I think they're probably saving the best for last by having Nintendo tomorrow, because Nintendo actually has stuff to announce.
I felt like this is like watching Sony last year.
Well, this year we're gonna get to watch Sony make a bunch of uncomfortable jokes about their network being down
for 5 hours.
What time's Sony at?
We fucking get it. You released a game where you could dance in it. And do we really need a dance for a second one?
No, they... But they're dancing, man. Everyone loves dancing.
Thank you very much to see you at E3.
You are at E3, you fucking idiot. Next year, when they announce Dance Central 3 and they dance again.
How many people are they going to bring out on stage? Oh, it's this guy again.
When you're demoing Modern Warfare 3, it helps to have a charge controller. Last
year, bored yet?
Is this almost over?
This year, with no, we still have numbers to announce. They always announce their numbers at the end.
And the intelligence of Bing, Xbox 360 will change living room entertainment forever.
And also Halo 4.
Xbox 360 will help you find the entertainment you want instantly. You say it, Xbox finds it. With live TV on Xbox 360, you'll find your favorite show playing now.
He's recapping.
Right now, Sony's at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, he's recapping. It's over.
For everyone, we'll turn living rooms everywhere.
There's usually one, like, stinger arenas, announcement, though.
I'm guessing it's going to be Halo 4.
Place on Earth, and a galaxy far, far away.
EA's at 3:30.
Like Gears of War 3, Forza Motorsport 4, and Halo Anniversary will continue to thrill fans with innovative new experiences. And Call of Duty downloadable content will be available first on Xbox.
Yeah, you told us this last year when you fucking bought up the rights for like 3 years.
Three, Fable Journey, FIFA, Madden NFL, and every Tom Clancy game from Ubisoft.
And every douchebag with Kinect on the planet.
Yeah.
Combine all that we offer with great partners and a growing audience, and Xbox is poised to register another record year. This year, Xbox 360 will go from being the number one selling console in North America to the number one selling console globally. Thanks to everyone for joining us today. Thank you for your support. And as we close, I'd like to share a first look at a project that I'm very
project
excited
Natal.
About and the dawn of a new trilogy for Xbox 360.
Matrix. Halo 4, finally.
Matrix trilogy on Xbox. Gotta be Halo.
Yeah, it's gotta be. New trilogy?
Yep.
So 4, 5, and 6?
Or not? Too human? They're redoing it already? Reboot?
Well, this is like a Bloodstream.
No.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. We need like 4 of those a year.
Trauma Center. Kinect Edition.
No, this has to be Halo.
Yeah, it is. It's Cortana.
Yep.
John. I'm here. I need some weapons.
Should call him John?
Yeah.
That's a spoiler from...
This looks like Dead Space.
No sound in space. No music in space, you fucking assholes.
How's there fire in space? How?
No fire in space.
Shut up, Angel.
That 4 looks weird.
Yeah. Wow.
It doesn't look like it belongs there.
A pre-rendered trailer that... And that's
remember
it.
Remember the Halo Reach one where it just showed a burning planet?
Yeah. That's it, guys. Thoughts.
I'm bored.
That was
lots of Kinect.
That was probably their worst. Worse than last year.
Boring conference.
You know why? It's because so much Kinect bullshit.
Not only that, it's... They didn't announce anything.
Yeah, everything that they had talked about, well...
Besides Halo 4.
Halo 4 and Halo Anniversary were things that leaked earlier this morning, but other than that, everything else, there was nothing new.
Yeah.
It was all stuff that we've seen in production for the last couple months.
You know what? It was just so boring. Like,
yeah.
There's no Skyrim at all.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't bring Bethesda.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening to our E3 podcast.
We'll be back.
We got more.
No, we got
yeah,
more.
We'll be back... We'll be back in a few hours to watch 5 hours of Sony.
Yeah.
Sony's at 8 o'clock.
Sony's are the... Wait, tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It's 5 for you guys, yeah.
Yeah, five for you guys, 8 o'clock for us.
Okay. Well, be back then.
Yeah, we're not watching. You're not watching EA or Ubisoft.
I want to.
We'll watch them. I think we'll talk about them.
I'm going to watch them, but
we'll talk about
them
in the PS3 conference.
Right, right.
Can we stay? All right.
Yeah, let's stay. Let's stay on Twitter and stuff, and we'll keep updating about those.
All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye, guys.